What's up, fam? It's your boy, Pretty Boy Ben, for the Sneak Show Season 3, episode number 3. And tonight, we welcome again my brother. What's up, Dury?
What's up?
What's up, fam? How you doing?
Taking it easy, man. Let's live. Let's do this.
Let's do the Sneak Show episode 3 of the season 3. Man. So, Dury, let's talk about last month. So, Dury, just I have one question for you. Since you done the Sneak Show, I show you some heat and some bricks on the show. Mm-hmm. Are you starting watching people's shoes a little more right now?
No.
Oh, wow. Really?
I mean, you know, I haven't really been anywhere since the last time for the places that I have been, it has been dark.
Yeah. But, like, don't you, like, even when you go to Target or you go, like, even you're walking on the street, you're not like, oh, man, that's some Jordan.
I never get caught up on other people's shoes as much, but I'll get caught up on the shoes that I see on a rack. You know, like, okay. I remember I was in, what's the store called? Aldo's, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw some shoes there that I thought were cool. You know, they look like some brand of Tim's or something. But that's for another. That's another.
Okay.
But I do like, I'll see that more and be like, oh, that's dope. But I never have time to like look down on somebody's foot.
Because last time we had a podcast, all the time when I walk somewhere, I'm just like, oh my God, look at these shoes or everything, because maybe I'm just like a little crazy. But like,
I feel it. Well, tell you what, I'm going to start doing that now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm looking for, but you're going to have to like catch me up. And I'm like, yo, hubby, how about these?
No, but like, it's like, sometimes you walk on the street, like for example, you're on Flatbush and like, you can see like, oh, this guy has some shoes who look dope. Like, oh, sheesh. Like, you got, like, the smoothies on the reverse size, not on the right size on the Nike, so, or something like this. Mm. Oh, he have a freaking colorway on his shoes. No, you don't.
I haven't seen any of those as yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start looking.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Let's don't be a creepy guy. Just, like, looking nicely. I'm like, dude, like, what do you have?
Nah,
like,
yo,
what are those?
I'm going to pull that phone out and I'm going up to them shoes like, yo, what are those?
You know, like once I was with my roommates and we've been biking and I saw a dude on his motorcycle and he was wearing some, it was some Nike blazer, like a very, like blazer, Nike blazers, basic shoes, but he got like the off-white one. And so I stopped and I asked him to take him in a picture because it looked like freaking like dope. And I was like, yo, I really like this. And the guy was in the sneaker culture, like we really open to let people like take a picture of our shoes.
That's dope.
You know, it's like we don't like, yeah, I don't like everything, like but don't step on my shoes, but just like you can take a picture, we can talk. And sometimes they have like people talking to me like, oh yeah, I like your shoes or blah blah blah, because we recognize each other kind of way.
Well, I tell you what, let me get some pairs that people will
you know, I thought about you because last weekend the Jordan 12s has been re-released. But I wasn't around, so I couldn't like put my hands on it, but I'm gonna put my hands on one, and so next time you're coming, you're gonna have one for you.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to be out here looking fly, you know what I mean?
You're looking fly. Yeah. With what are you wearing tonight?
My canvas boot.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah, no. So Dury, so last month in February we do had a couple of hit coming up. We have the Melo and Puma collaboration. I don't have the exact one, but Rick and Morty, you know Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
So Melo, you know Melo, the basketball player. So he have been in collaboration with Puma because they have a sponsor. And I have right there in my hand. It's not the Rick and Morty. It's the other one who has been released.
I mean,
tell me how
box
you...
box looks dope already.
Yeah, the box is like freaking dope. Tell me how you feel about those.
So shout out to them on the box.
So those are basketball shoes. Like, it's for ball.
Okay. I mean, they got a Spider-Man thing going on here, but
yeah.
I fucks with it. Yeah, I like the patterns that it has.
So basically, the Rick and Morty are the same one, but it become like with more with a green like neon colorway, literally. But those are the gray ones. So those has been
the same patterns. Or?
Yeah, it's exactly the same pattern. It's gonna be released again tomorrow in purple colorway, like exact the same patterns and everything.
And this is Mellows?
Yeah.
Shout out to Mellow. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
No, that's dope. These are dope. I like it. Yeah. What is this?
To be honest, I opened the box and I wasn't expecting that because I thought I had the Rick and Morty one. And I got those and I was like,
ugh. You got scammed?
No, I didn't get scammed. It's just like me. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I'm too on a rush. I get some stuff and I didn't have the right one. I thought it was the Rick and Morty one until I received the email. So if you have to rate those out of 10.
Let me rate it out of would I wear it or would I not wear
yeah,
it.
Okay, do you wear those?
I'd wear those.
You wear those? Okay. So right now we have some Dunk Low. It is the purple colorway. Those has been released. We talked about this a month ago, how Nike releasing the Nike Dunk in every single colorway possible. So those one is coming. So I got those straight away from Nike. Literally, and you can feel it's how I see it. It's like the quality on the shoes is not the best because you can see like on the left side, look how the corner is.
Where, right here?
Yeah, just right here. Let me grab another one of the dunks so you can see like the difference with the same shoes. Hold on. I have this right there, the golden one was being re-released yesterday at Foot Locker. Look at this. So yeah, so that's what I mean. Yeah, I can see
the difference.
Yeah. So that's sometimes the issue in the case with Nike is it comes with like not the best quality on the shoes.
Yeah. Because I'd wear this one, golden one. I'm not too sold on the purple ones here. I don't hate it though.
Yeah.
I don't hate it though. I dig the general design, but maybe it's the color pairing that I'm not really
so
too much of a fan of.
Basically, they're $100 each. That's what I say. The purple one go right now for above $250, and the gold one go for like $150, $135. Because the purple one is a little more limited and it's also more like hype colorway.
Gotcha.
But me, I like those like the golden one way better.
Yeah. I'm definitely with the golden ones. I'm a paint the purple and gold.
You can do a custom with it. Like a lot of people do custom shoes. And that's very something. Actually, with like all the colorway coming up, it's like you have to find a new way because like Nike just released shoes like 100 times, like different colorway. They're gonna put like a little of black on it, or the outsole would be black and something like this.
I mean, Nike sounds like Nike is finessing the game.
It's not finessing the game. It's just like they just like have so much. They wanna like just the market like. It's the same stuff is happening right now with the Jordan one. But right now we have the Air Max concept. Which one it is? Yeah, it is the first one, the heavy one, who has been released.
How do you feel
about the box?
I love the box.
So those one, then it's a Nike collaboration with Concept. Concept is a store. And they do like shoe collector concept. Those one of the Air Max, if it's a series of 4 colorways, is going to be released. 2 already has been released to the website.
Yeah.
I think on Saturday they're gonna release another colorway. Yeah, the third one gonna be released. But yeah, this one I get my hands on those. Tell me how you feel about those. Those gonna be also released for the Air Max Day.
All right, I haven't opened it as yet. But based on the outside of just the box alone, I think I might like it.
You might like it?
I might like it. Hopefully they don't disappoint me.
I hope Let's to. See. Let's I, see. I really hope.
All right, that wrapping paper looks...
It looks cool, right?
Let's see. I don't know that this exactly is what I was looking for.
What I was expecting. I see on your face a little disappointment on your face.
I feel like this is doing a little too much right here. You know what I love what they did with the logo and the way they use the patterns to like tie it in.
Mm-hmm.
But like this jean-like material that they got going on here, paired with the corduroy-looking material, then there's like a—I don't know what that is—almost looking Swedish. Yeah.
Look at the behind also of the shoes, because they make like some small Nike smooth on the back, and like how the Nike is like not correctly finished.
See, like. I cover up this section there.
Yeah.
Like the close to the entrance of the shoes. That shit's dope to me.
Yeah.
The simplicity of it, you know. No, if I had done this and paired it with the patterns, you know, somewhere along the line, I guess in the logos or so, I'm fucking with it.
Yeah, but not those one.
But this is a little too busy, but it doesn't mean it's ugly. It's just for my personal taste. I'd have liked it to be a little simpler with some complexity on the side.
Yeah.
But, let's see.
But, like, I will tell you something. Like, in the US, the Air Max are not a big deal. Like, we got Air Max. You can still find some Air Maxes, like, literally in size 8.
No. See, what they're doing on the inside, I'm fucking with that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would have wanted, you know what I mean? Like, That shit's dope.
Yeah.
That, like, put some of that on the outside. Just like, I like my shoes simple. You know? I don't need anything too crazy. Put some of this though on the outside where I'm like, yo, even though it's a simple, it's a clean cuts and everything. There's that extra, just art to it. You know, the patterns and everything. I love that shit. But yeah, this jean material thing here.
I'm from France and I don't like Air Maxes at all. But like in Europe, it's crazy. People go crazy for those.
What do I even wear with this?
You wear that with a jean, with a jogger, whatever. Like literally everything. Like people wear those all the time. I have one of my friends. She's like wearing Air Maxes all the time. Big shout out to you. But like the French New Yorker, because she will be crazy about those.
Mm. See, like I've seen the regular one.
Yeah.
It's just like the colors and patterns that they have going on here. That I'm just like, yo, how do you pair this? Well, I guess it would pair with my shirt right now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the shirt is matching like the lace. Definitely. You know what
I mean? So I guess I could see that. It has good elements. It has good elements. It's not a terrible collaboration. I don't know.
I'm a classic guy. I don't do Air Maxes, but if I go with an Air Max, would be with something way more simple. Like you maybe don't see it, but like let me just try to find a picture of those because I had those. It would be more the Nike Air Max and Patacolor collaboration, who has been released a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Let me just show you those one. It's right here. Hold on, it's loading. You see those one? Very simple, very like sleek, and that's
I'm
it.
Fucking with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that simplicity. Now, had they, let's say, maybe the patterns, they could have had the lace in the patterns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I feel like that would have caught my eye as just like, yo, yeah, fucks with.
So, guys, we're looking at the Nike Pata Air Max ones, noise colorway. So, the Pata, I have those somewhere in my closet, so I don't have time to grab those because it's going to take us like freaking long time. Yeah, we're gonna come up. But see, those ones are like very simple. It's something that you can wear everything. And I like some color of my shoes, but not too much color on my shoes. Yeah.
Great like packaging and everything. I'd get this as just like an art piece.
Yeah. But that's what people do now. It's like a pair of shoes is like an art piece because it's like you don't have the regular box like this because you should have to come in a box like this. It come with a regular like something else.
True. Yeah. I dig what they're doing on the box.
All right. Sure. You love more of the box than the shoes. Okay. So, Dewey, are you a K-pop fan or no?
I wouldn't say that I'm a K-pop fan. I don't have anything against
it. You don't have anything against it. Okay. So, the next one, guys. So, those are literally the first and one of the kind Nike shoes that I've ever had in my hand. Those are like pretty cool. Those are a collaboration with the BTS. Someone from the BTS is like the Spice Minus One.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
You're familiar with them. Look at those. The box is amazing. I love the box.
Yeah,
I love the box.
I like the simplicity of it, you know? Let's see. Ooh, that inside. Okay.
Yeah, you can see I didn't even open the box.
Okay. With this unboxing, they're kind of in the lead right now, you know? They're in the lead with them. Yeah, I'm fucking with this.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. This shit about to give me like 2 more inches. wait.
That's what she said. But yeah.
Damn. But yeah, no, I like this. It's an interesting mix of shoes though. You know, it kind of reminds me of that. It's almost like a formal shoes you know the design that
because like the pattern, remember my dad used to wear those shoes when he used to go to work, literally like the front of it, like I have nightmare to see those shoes because it's like literally what my dad used to wear.
Reminds me of like primary school or something at a start, you know, where we used to wear these formal like shoes. But it's simple, I like it, you know. This is what I'm talking about. Like, this simple, you know, maybe add like a splash of color somewhere in there, and I'm like, yo, yeah.
But those white, you can custom those. So that's the beauty of it, is you can custom those. It's like, you can see like the sole is like very thick. So yeah. For me, it would be like, oh yeah, I can like play with it. Because it's white, it's literally plain. You can put something on it, like trying to move like a little of your personality on it. If you look at the back of it, of the shoes, you can see like the sunflower.
There's a special color.
Yeah.
That's my shit's dope. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All of those, it was the one that I wasn't sure you may like it. Like for real.
No, I like it. I'd collect this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd definitely collect this.
Those are for sale for like $300 if you want, Dewey. We're going to talk at this at the end of this show. So you can see also Nike trying to improve, and like Puma as well. I didn't bring any Yeezy because Yeezy bucks are like very classic. Do I have Yeezy? No, I don't. Yeah, I have some Yeezy, but they have back at the back. But yeah, so you can see like Nike improve on the packaging, and like when they do something special, they do like also special box. The wrap, the paper wrap is also totally different, and that's what I like.
I dig it.
You know, like the Puma box was like kind of simple. It's just like you open and you have the shoes. Like Nike is like,
I don't want
to. No, don't worry about this. Just gonna close it. So yeah, so that's what happened last month. Those are the measure heat from last month. we can talk. We have some Yeezy also happen, but like, yeah, that was that what happened last week.
Why
last
is it 1988? Is that the year the person was born? The dude was born?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know about this. Like, I'm not a huge fan. I put my hands on those, and I was like, okay, I have to bring those for you so I can show you those. But yeah, I don't have. That was the first time. That was even the first time I ever think, like, I know Nike do some golf shoes, but that was the first time I see a pattern like this on the regular shoes. You know, like somewhere that like people are gonna actually wear. I have one of my friends. You were like, "Oh yeah, we'll wear those definitely." I was like, "Me personally, it's not something I would wear."
Yeah, they're more like platform boots. Yeah, there's like a weird fusion of platform boots, a regular sneaker, and just some formal wear.
Yeah, it's more like I don't know. It's like more also I would say like an Asian culture because the platform shoes like. If you go to Korea,
yeah,
if you go,
true.
If you go like to Japan, it's like they are really into those kind of shoes.
Well, look at that, boom. Well, that explains it.
Yeah, because like, if like me, for me, I never been to Korea, but I've been to Hong Kong. I've been like to Japan, and like those kind of shoes is definitely the kind of shoes that people would wear because it looked like also the shoes for the uniform.
Yeah,
like as you mentioned, it's like because like in those in country like this, they have uniform. And so that's why they'd be like, oh, maybe like if you go to school, you can wear those. You know, it's
they onto something like that.
Yeah,
one.
Definitely. Down. So, on all of those shoes, so I got the concept one was a first come first serve on the Shopify website. They release on literally 11 a.m. What happened is you go on the website, but they put another website with another, like, a totally different domain name so you can buy those shoes. So people who are using a bot will be not able, like, to switch fast enough for them because, you know, Shopify, you shop to the queue and the queue tell you, oh, you're, like, 5 minutes to get the shoes. And during this 5 minutes, they have many people checking out the shoes. So it become on first come, first serve. This one is a raffle from Nike.
How many of those did they make?
I don't know. To be honest, I didn't check the numbers of those, but they may be 15,000, something like this.
15,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, all right. I thought.
But the issue is, like, you cannot have a specific number because store don't give you the exact number and Nike don't communicate also the exact number. We can find, like, how many pair of shoes has been released, but they have, like, so many, you know, the backdooring, they have all of this stuff, so we cannot have an exact number of each pair of shoes.
That makes sense.
You know, if it is not the Air Force One Louis Vuitton who is like has been specifically made for this, we can know how many, but those like kind of mass production, we don't have exact number of how many have been like on the market.
That's fair.
So yeah, so those has been released through a draw from Nike. So the draw on Nike is like on 10 a.m. when they release the shoes, you have 10 minutes to sign up to put like the shoes that you want, and Nike let you know if you can have the shoes. That's how it happened. So that's what happened. The Dunk and the two Dunk, the first Dunk has been the same as on the Nike website, and the second one, the gold one that you like a little more, has been on the raffle system from Foot Locker. So Foot Locker is a totally different system. Is you go on the app and you can see, like, oh, for example, those shoes has been released just yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you say, oh, yeah, I want those shoes. And you put your size. You put three store that they have it, like, around you. And after they let you have the shoes, if you select it, they let you have the shoes. But like I mentioned, I'm very lucky lately on Foot Locker. Like, most of the shoes that I want, I have it out of Foot Locker. I didn't get some Yeezy for today, but it's fine. I'm not a huge fan of Yeezy. But yeah, that's the raffle system who is like changing all the time because store try to don't let bot get all of the shoes. Yeah. And the first store who has been changing this way was Union. When they released the shoes, they put a question on the release. And the question is, what color is an orange? But at the time, like, self developer of bot didn't put any stake for question, so like all the bot just couldn't check out because they don't answer the question, and so they become now more in a habit. So like now every major release they put a question on it. So now they have even bot, they don't, you don't have to answer the question, because if one of the guy who's using the bot have the correct answer, everybody have the answer.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you trying to fight something, but they come in like stronger.
Right now, we gonna find a way to get in.
Yeah, definitely. So they try to change the domain name to, but they don't have it, and they just like at the last minute they have to change everything. And trust me, a second on it can you make you lose like 3 to 4 minutes for checking out. Like me, when I try to do, at the same time, my friend do the same time, maybe like 2 seconds later. My waiting time on a queue is 1 minute. His waiting time is like 25 minutes. Because just to let you know, it's like just me and him trying to get the shoes. It's me and maybe 10,000 other people trying. Maybe like, I say 10,000, but maybe even more, million, because they have the bot also trying to get the shoes. So every second count.
Yeah, that's insane. So wait, one person can have like a million bots just working for them?
No, you don't have a million bots. You have a million tasks who can do it for you.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
But like if like you have a bot, you put like 100 tasks on it. Somebody have another bot, like 10 people, 100. You already like 100K people trying to get the shoes. You know, it's like kind of like not fair, but it's also how it is now.
Hey, I ain't trying to say this sound evil, but this does sound like some good versus evil shit. You
It's they have a good in a bad way, but yeah. But like also those, they have a lot of website who know they've been like, just like having bots. Like Foot Locker, if you can to get your shoes on a release day, it's literally impossible.
By the way, while we're on Foot Locker, I did see a rumor some time ago that Nike was removing their shoes from.
So what Nike is trying to do is Nike is trying to bring in-house all the shoe release. Like more like major surely. So for example, we're talking about Jordan 1, we're talking about like Air Max's like special kind of release.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring that in-house because they have too many, you know, parts that they're not like controlling. And they're also starting like 4 years ago when regular store lost their Nike contract. Because so Nike have literally different type of top tier.
Yeah.
So, for example, Keith, who is like down the street, they literally top tier. They have like all the major release. They got everything. Makes sense. When you get a top tier, you have like maybe, for example, you have a Travis Scott, you have maybe 10 of those and no more. Literally 10 of those. Nike may gonna have like 5,000 pair of shoes. Travis Scott website gonna have maybe 10,000 pair of shoes or something like this. So they're trying to divide like by top tier but they're trying also to get like Foot Locker out of the way because they're trying to get like everything to them.
Makes sense. Well, I can see why they do that too. You know,
they started a long time ago. It's not like it's not the beginning. They started like 4 years ago. They removed like small shop don't have the right to sell Nike shoes, and that sucks.
Damn. How will Foot Locker survive?
Adidas, Puma, Fila, you know, those shoes has been released on Saturdays and they be like selected. So maybe last time I went there, I got some Jordan 1 and like the guy was showing me the list, like how many people get those shoes. It was maybe like 25 people get those shoes.
Mm.
So it's not but like 25, but how many Foot Locker they have in the city. It's, you know, it's a huge amount for them. And they also have a huge like backdooring.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, you know, because everything had happened. Do you heard? I'm pretty sure you don't heard about this, but like a couple of, maybe 1 year ago, one of the Nike VP son.
Yeah, I heard of that.
You heard of that?
Yeah, I heard of, wasn't he like selling?
It was reselling shoes.
Yeah, that's that. Nepotism. Well, I mean, you got to use the connections, man.
No, so me, I have my friend working at Nike and talk to him all the time. You know, I'm trying to get those shoes all the time. But he also say to me, so I mean, it's not like this. It's definitely not like this. It's like you cannot have the shoes like all the time. Because they're very selected, so how many pair of shoes you can get. They can let you discount. You can use your discount. You want some shoes, you have to go and wait online at the Nike store for employee, because they have their own Nike store, and you have to wait online to get your shoes.
For employees?
Yeah.
They have a store for employees?
They have a store for employees. That's they have dope. A Nike app for employees and everything.
That's dope.
Yeah. So it's not like you saying like, oh, my mom is working at Nike, I got all of those shoes. Maybe you got access to some of those, but not like, it was using a bot for sure, and it was reselling a lot. So
what are you saying? Are you saying that he his mom's connection?
Her mom said, oh, I don't know about this. Like, trust me. Like, your son, like, spending, like, I don't know. I spend, like, on my monthly basic, I've spent maybe, like, 3K in shoes.
Mm.
So, your son is, like, 16 and spending 3K in shoes. Like, where this money come from?
Money from?
Like, because it's, at the beginning, you have to get an investment on it. It's, like, not, like, I don't know.
With it, too. He's probably aware of some of the stuff that's coming up.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, my mom, like the sneaker pass or something like this. You know, you know the sneaker pass?
I've heard of it.
So sneaker pass is an example. Is like if a shoe's going to be released on Saturday, on Friday, Nike put a sneaker pass. So that means you come. So you go on the app and you try. It used to be like this. You try to go as faster as possible to check out. It was first come, first serve. They switch that to 10-minute draw. So you go on it, you put the shoes, you put the store that you want, and they let you know if you'll be able to secure a pair of shoes. They're using the same Foot Locker raffle system, but it's like the period of time is way, way smaller.
Gotcha. Oh, well then. So, all right, so other than his mother giving the money to him, what was the big...
It was a big because his mom...
If it seemed like he got these on his own, or was that not... Because I never really followed up on the details of the case. Like, was it proven that his mother...
No, nothing has been proved.
Did she get fired or so?
I don't think she has been fired about this. I need to look around, but I don't think she has been fired about this. But I think she stepped away from her position as a VP at Nike. I think that's what happened because it was way too hard. Because it's also, even if she might be never help him, her son is reselling, selling sneakers.
That the optics of that is fucked up.
Yeah, because Nike trying to stop the reasoning, but they cannot really do that.
True.
They also have the culture. It's like, you know, they make like 500 pair of shoes and people are gonna go crazy about this. It's more about like limited. You have something that nobody else have.
Yeah. Dude probably has like all the limited stuff.
I hope for him he have all the limited one. I really hope for him, but it's might be not because of his mom for sure. Because, sure. Like I told you once again, this stuff has been very controlled by Nike since a long time.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah, so, but this story was crazy when it happened. It's like, oh my God, oh, like, people keep talking about this, like, oh my God, her mom gave him shoes. I'm sure get some intel, but not all of those shoes come from mom, trust me. But yeah, so that's what the sneaker pass. Jury, man, I think I have to apologize. First, I have to apologize to my crypto guru because in the last podcast episode 2, when I got my friend John here, I say that the Bitcoin was supposed to hit 1 million and it would be over after that. And my
what do you mean over?
It's mean like everybody mine all the Bitcoin and it would be over, and when they reach 1 million, it's like the Bitcoin worth 1 million.
Yeah.
And my crypto guru just literally texted me, called me, and said, "Dude, you don't know how many Bitcoin has been lost in the past 10 years. So they're gonna hit way above $1 million."
Mm.
So yeah, I want to apologize to you because I know you're listening to the show. Sorry, crypto guru.
Okay.
But like, it's like also crazy to see like people losing Bitcoins. But when you feel about like people who start at the beginning in 2011 or 2012 or something like this, you yeah. used to have it like you have to go to the dark web, bought those, put it in a, like on a USB card, like USB drive. Look, and
I'm trying to build a time machine just to go back and tell myself.
Yeah. So did you saw this video on YouTube about a guy who posted like maybe like 10 years ago? He said, guys, buy Bitcoins.
I'm pretty sure I might have
because it's a meme, it's like everywhere.
I feel like I came across a video like that.
Yeah.
You know? Was he a black dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah, yeah. I recall seeing that.
You see that?
I don't remember when I saw it, but yeah. I know I saw it.
So yeah, so it have those and
shout outs to that guy.
I'm like, yo, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, oh yeah, definitely. Yo, fuck yeah,
shout
dude.
Outs
like
to that guy.
I was like, yo. Because, and also after that, I went on YouTube and I was like looking at Bitcoins, but I tried to like back in the days. And I find it was in Kenya, a guy opened a crypto mining Bitcoin.
10 years ago?
10 years ago in Kenya.
Yo, shout out to these people at the zeitgeist of the crypto movement.
And I was like, yo, and I was like in my heart, I was so happy for him.
Shit, I'm happy for him too.
Because I was like, man, and apparently he opened like a crypto hedge fund in Kenya, and apparently he doing like a lot for Kenya, and I was like, that's dope. I really love it. I was like, yo, I was so happy for him. Like, I was like, yo, it's not me. It's like freaking billionaire. And in the video, you can see like his mom yelling at him because her mom gave him some money to go to school. And he said, fuck that.
Invest it.
He put everything. He bought like some graphic card and he was creating his own miner to get some Bitcoin.
Well, you know what? That dude saw the future. So shout out to him. So
you can see it was literally on a street plug, like this cable plug into each other. You have the NVIDIA like graphic card. It was like a 350 or 360 back in the days. And it just, and I was like, yo. And I was like happy because it's how I feel. It's like people who just sometimes think like outside of the box.
Yeah.
You take a huge risk because it was like, it's like college tuition money. And you say, you know what? No, I'm gonna do that because I believe in that, and he fought for it.
Yo, I think that's such a personality trait, though. You know what I mean? Because, bro, 10 years ago, I'm a sensible 23-year-old. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't thinking, oh, let me go look up how to make Bitcoin work or whatsoever. You know? What?
So me, I heard about Bitcoin in 2009, like in 2009. It's like, I heard about this. It was a nightmare to put your hands on it. Mm. It was a nightmare to get it. In 2012, it was like a little more easy. 2016, it became easier, but still harder. 2018, it was on Coinbase, the app.
Yeah.
And people getting crazy about this. It when it first time hit like 30 or something like this.
Yeah.
People getting crazy about this.
I remember when it hit 19.
Yeah, well, he was 19. It was 19.
And Noel, he had some at the time. I don't know what became of those that he had.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Noel.
Big shout out to him because I will tell you something. I bought it at the time. And I remember for like months and months, I was like, why did I put my money on it? I was like, what? I'm crazy about this. And at one point, I just totally forgot about this. COVID hit. Still, I was like, yeah, forget about this. It went like a 10K. I was like, yo, I'm losing money on this. I'm bleeding left and right. After that, I was like, yo, sheesh, bowling. But yeah, it was like oh, so crazy. And big shout out to you because I have one. I know you. When everything's starting to go down, you just give up on all of his Bitcoin.
And the day,
and I can tell you that my crypto guru tell me the day he tell him like how much it was worth it. His face was like this. He was so mad because I don't know how much he put on it, but he lost money, like crazy money on it.
No, someone else.
Someone else. Like someone was close that I know, and I was like, yo. Oh, sheesh. It hurts.
Shout out to that. Nah, listen.
It is what I say. It's like, keep your money on it. Just, it's the beginning. We on the first 10 years, it's still the beginning. Even NFT, even all of this stuff. True. It's just the beginning.
That reminded me of Dogecoin, where there were people that got in on Dogecoin. They got like millions for like $1,000. And they're like, I've seen tons of screenshots by now where people were being told, yo, just hold off, just don't spend anything. Just hold it. Hold it, you know? And you know, this was right when it was below a cent. So
yeah, it's like you spend $100 and you get like 10 million shares or something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
So nobody was like, all right, you know, let me hold this forever. But when that shit hit like 75 cents or something, bro, that shit was minting millionaires left, right, and center. But then you saw the horror story, because I was on Reddit looking up some stuff of people who sold either like 2 weeks before it hit, you know, and you see, like, you could hear the pain, you read the pain in their their writing, you know.
It's tricky because it's not really good at it. It's like, you don't know what tomorrow is for. It's like, today is like at 75 cents, tomorrow you go like below 1 cent.
Well, this is why they say, you know, you invest what you can and you just like forget it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I'm looking at a lot of the stuff that I'm investing in right now. I'm like, the stock market right now is trash. Right? Everything crazy. Is trash right now.
Okay. Like, I'm like, oh my God, what is that?
But I'm just like, look, diamond hands. You know, I might lose money, but guess what? I'm all right with that.
If you hold it, it's what it said. If you hold it for 10 years, you're going to have a return of like 25%. If you're holding more than 10 years, you're gonna have a return of 50%. If you're holding more than 25 years,
compound,
it's 100%.
That shit, that's what I'm talking about.
It's what they say. It's like, people say that if you invest, it's like, what I do is like, I put my money on it, forget about this. I never touch anything that I ever do. It's like, I never spend, like, you remember we talk about like stock market and everything. All the money that I put on it, I never remove anything. AMC, the electric cars. The next call is on Google.
I need that 20, because Google's doing their stock split in July.
July, yeah.
Bro, I want that.
Yeah, I want that too.
I just want that 20 so I can just like leave it, you know what I mean? I ain't even trying to add more. I'm not trying to add less or have less. I'm just like, yo, 20, and this shit's gonna stay in my family for generations.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. It's like, you have to do that. And you know, it's like those. So what I feel is like, you can see those people living on dividend. It's like, you invest on it and they give you like,
oh yeah,
$1-$2.
There's this. I mean, is this the place? I don't know. But there's this stock called ZIM, that's the symbol.
Are you trying to scam people right now?
I ain't trying to scam nobody, but I'm saying they're doing this special, it's like $80 right now per share, but they're doing this special dividends thing. If you get in before March 21st, you get like $17 per share that you have as dividend.
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, look it up. Do your own research. Yeah, I ain't no financial advisor.
Definitely, it's not a hedge fund. Definitely.
You know? But, I mean, that sounds good. You know?
That sounds very good. It's a market. After, just like you said, and like I say all the time, it's like, put your money when you feel like comfortable. If you lose it, you lose it. And just like, don't go crazy. Don't put your... Unless it was 10 years ago and you put your 401k into Bitcoin.
Wild.
Yeah. Because I was watching this video of this dude who's living in Thailand. And he say her mom.
ZIM Integrated Shipping Services.
All right. But like, also like, shipping services right now, crazy. You know how much you used to pay for a container to ship like from Asia to here?
How much?
It used to be like 2K. Right now, we used to talk about 20K for a container.
Ooh. Yeah, look at that growth. But you know what I mean? 600% in like a year.
Okay.
Shout outs to them.
But, yeah, we're going to look at this.
But I'm like, $17 per share. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. So, this guy was his mom in 2016. put her 401k convert to Bitcoin.
Everything? 2016?
2016. This guy now is a Bitcoin millionaire. Her mom is also a Bitcoin millionaire because she spent everything. Like she
is this
everything.
The dude in...
In Thailand. I will send you the video. You can see like the dude give you a financial
Did
advice.
Did he have to convince his mother to do it? Or
he started in 2011 and he started making money off of it. And her mom was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
Shout outs to him.
Like the shout mama was like, yeah, that was a bottom of
for having
like, yeah.
faith.
Yeah.
This is why you just gotta believe, you know. I mean, they probably felt some rough times once it dipped. I thought
that's the thing is like when it dip. Yeah, one of my friend he's like huge about this, and he say to me, someday it goes freaking high, someday it goes freaking low. He said my heart just like stop, like more than like if you track all the time, yeah. your heart just stop like maybe 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Yeah, like I feel like. You gotta have risk tolerance. It's going to drop.
It's everything is like this, but it's always going up.
It's always gonna go up.
But Dewey, I have one question for you. Are you looking to the metaverse a little more since the last podcast, or you just like no?
I'm looking towards certain aspect of the metaverse.
Okay.
For instance, like. Bridging the divide between, let's say, my friends in Jamaica and myself. I'm looking for that aspect. But I don't want it to replace physical interaction.
Yeah.
I don't suspect this will happen in our lifetime because we're all physical people. But as seeing the way the kids interact with stuff coming like My nephews are asking for the Oculus right now. Yeah, I mean, and the Oculus has been around for quite some time, but it's somehow finding its place amongst the younger kids right now. And I'm like, that shit's scary.
So last time I was literally cracking up. I was on TikTok. Yeah, I know what I'm doing on TikTok. I'm
TikTok
asking myself.
Crack.
Yeah, it's crack. It's like I'm gonna watch one video. You spend like 25 minutes on it, but it will crack me up. It make me laugh so hard. So the kid was like, "Oh yeah, so after school, you know what I do? I lock myself and I go to my job." And I was like, "What is doing?" It's like 5, 6. It wasn't 5. It's like maybe 10, 12. What he's doing, he's walking in a metaverse in a freaking subway.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, you know what?
I was like crying. It was like, yo. Like, it was like,
maybe I shouldn't be laughing. Wait, how is he getting paid?
He get paid walking in a subway in the metaverse.
But what?
He didn't say how much he get paid.
But what is he being paid with? Like,
I'm pretty sure, like in cryptocurrency or something like this.
Hey,
all right. And you know,
might be onto something.
Yeah,
shit.
But I was like, dude, you spend your entire day at the school. You came at home. You put your Oculus or your new computer, and you walk at freaking subway.
Bro, go work for real, bro. Well, I mean, you know what? That's archaic thinking. But
I was thinking. It cracked me up because it was like, first, it's like a subway in the metaverse. Like, it's if I'm in metaverse, I'm not gonna buy a freaking subway.
I know, goddamn subway, but he's making money doing something.
Yeah.
Shout us out, little like, dude.
To be honest, I was laughing for like hours about this. And I talk about like, oh, everybody about this and everything. And I was like, very funny. And it's yeah. How you get paid? And I was like, cryptocurrency. And I was like, oh, shoot. He's bowling, bro.
Little dude might be onto something, man. You know what? He might be able to retire his parents.
I hope for him. But I don't know what is the minimum of wage like in the metaverse.
Damn. Man's over there making all these sandwiches and just getting like 5 cents.
But like, do you gonna, like you log yourself in the metaverse. Do you go to Subway, buy your sandwich?
Why you even need food in the metaverse?
It's because they're trying to redo the real world.
But
I'm not even sure you can eat a sandwich from me.
Yeah, like is this purely just like, oh hey, let's go get a digital sandwich, but like, why spend the money?
I'm not like into like I've been logging myself to the metaverse and I was like hanging around the metaverse to see what's going on over there, but like it's not like, you know, you have your life and everything. So like, oh, if you play a game, you get hit, you go get a sandwich, and you like, you know, like in GTA, like you go to a sandwich store, you get a sandwich, and your life is like, oh, it's coming back. Mm. But I don't know if it is something like this.
Hey, yo, GTA is probably going to be like looked back on as like the real precursor to the metaverse.
But like, do you see like all those guys doing GTA RP? Do you watch this or no?
No.
I was crazy about this. So those guy was like on a computer and they do GTA. So that means you have the cops, you have the good guy, you have the bad guy, you have like the official, you got the city hall, you got all of this stuff. And they create like an entire, like in the city of GTA, they have like the community people, and you have the sheriff, you have everything. And it was huge like 3 years ago. And I was crazy about this. I was watching YouTube video about this. You know, I don't spend my time on YouTube, but I was watching like 1 hour long of video or just like those guys like chasing each other because they're trying to sell drugs and the sheriff just like cut them and everything.
You know, I think I recall seeing that video, but this is like some, it's a GTA video, but I think it was like gangbangers pulled up on like one character in it. And I guess they were like, because you know they're doing the whole voiceover with the mic. Yo, didn't you run up on us like that too long ago? Because the dude is there with his boy now, and you know, it's just it's like three of them against like this one dude, and you know that one dude just went to town on them. You know, like, but
they also have the purple guys fighting the blue guys at one point in GTA and everything because they became like crazy. GTA is like, it has been really like 6 years ago, and it's still like a huge, huge like online community.
Shout out to them.
Like, but like I feel this GTA 6 gonna be like NFT connected.
Look, the way the world's set up right now, that seems like a possibility. Anything seems like a possibility.
Like everybody going to the NFTs. And
they've in fact, who's the company behind GTA?
Who's the company behind?
Red,
yeah, it's
Red. Whoever does Red,
yeah,
Dead,
yeah, 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 right? Red Redemption. Who's those guys?
Rockstar Games.
Yeah, Rockstar Game.
Boom. Let's see. Let me confirm.
They do NFTs. I don't see they do. Activia do NFTs. I know that. Nvidia gonna start it as well. Atari got a huge portion of the metaverse.
Well,
so
who owns Rockstar Games and is it private? You know, or is it private rather? You know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think it's private.
They have a good in for the metaverse right now.
I don't think they launch anything or talk about anything because I just Googled it and they don't have.
Wait until Facebook go to them and be like, yo, here's $500 million.
Actually, GTA Online player slam possibility of NFT in GTA 6.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's what, because it would make total sense. It's like, because when you used to play in PS4 GTA, they say to you,
and
if you
Sony
switch
hasn't gone to approach them to like buy them out.
I don't know.
I'm kind of stuck on this because I'm like, somebody's gonna approach them, because once you pair the Oculus with GTA,
oh man, it would be a total oh my god,
it's
gonna hit so much
difference. It's gonna hit.
Do I have to buy an Oculus right now?
You might have to. But dude, like those things were cheap at one. Now they're
$250-$300.
Yeah, you know, that's relatively cheap right now.
Yeah, is it like if you look at the PS5, it's $500.
That's just gonna explode. Like I think next year, by summer of next year probably, maybe even.
But it's for me something that's, I don't know, it's how I feel about like. I'm don't play video game. I don't do all of this stuff. So I'm like,
But that's our generation, though, you know. But I think We gotta evolve with the times.
I'm evolving with my time, you know, like you see all those shoes and everything. But it's something that for me don't really make sense. It's in a way, I believe in cryptocurrency, I believe in all of this stuff, but the metaverse for me is like, seems crazy, but...
Which is wild, because dude, you told me about NFTs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
NFTs seems intangible, it's an intangible concept to me. I get it, don't get me wrong, but it's an intangible concept, and I understand why one would want to invest in it, you know? But the metaverse to me, as always, I guess I can see it. I don't know if you ask me, how do I access it right now? I do not know. But it feels tangible, you know? I just know that there's a next thing there that kids are, like, playing around with. And they're interacting with people, you know? Like, I saw the rise of even, like, your game friend, you know? And I'm like, that the concept of that
is... Ready Player One.
Crazy, you know? Yeah. So,
but like the day it hit that, I will definitely into it. But right now, you're not gonna see me walking in a subway. So, yo, dude, I log out early for my job, and I'm gonna go like walk at Subway or Five Guys or like I don't know how they call over there, like Four Guys or something. Yeah, like
I still want to know, like, yo, what's the point of like food in the metaverse?
Yeah, it's just like for me, don't make really sense. Crypto. I was the NFTs. I was on Top Shop. Like, as soon as they get released, I got my Top Shop, and I still like today I was logging into my Top Shop, and I was like, oh, I have so many of those. But I will hold those. Yeah. I'm not going to sell any of those. I'm just going to keep it. But it's the metaverse for me. I don't know. It's because I don't play game. Maybe that's why I'm not into it. But if one day you say to me, yo, Habib, like, it's like Ready Player One. You can drive your car. You can do all of this stuff. It's crazy. And you have like your suit. When someone touch you, you can feel it and everything. I would definitely go and like get this.
Buy then.
Buy my DeLorean and just drive crazy into it.
But that's where it's gonna be. I think it's the early days of it, you know. But it's an opportunity.
It's definitely an opportunity. We're not closing any door over here.
We are basically where that dude was when he said invest in Bitcoin.
Yeah. You know. The difference between this time and right now is at the time Bitcoin was maybe $100. Now everything in the metaverse, everything in the NFTs, everything is going to be starting to be crazy expensive.
People are getting hip to it.
That's a little scare me because it go like too much like this, too much high, and gonna deep.
And that's why a lot of scamming is going to.
Yeah, you talk about this last time. Like the guy was trying to deliver something about like, yeah, blah blah blah, and at the end just deliver like NFTs and the bill.
Yep, take that money and run.
It's the issue is like even like Gary Gray or whatever Gary V or Gary something. V, yeah, yeah. He said right now it's going high and high and high. When it's gonna fall, it's gonna fall very hard. And say it at the time when you have to buy it.
There's blood in the streets. Buy property.
Yeah.
That's a wild saying, but that's pretty much where we are in most of the world right now, you know? Especially like the war in Ukraine. It's blood in the streets. So it's everything is just taking a hit. The stock market, the fear is at an all-time high. So there's somebody taking advantage of the market being what it is right now.
It's talking about this, the war and everything. We also see that, for example, the gas. We are definitely not concerned in New York because we don't drive. But but like you see, it's like at a high right now, and the barrel is cheaper than it was a couple.
Is it like $100 plus right now?
It's $100 plus, but at one point it was 120, and it didn't hit the price that we have right now. So, like you say, someone taking advantage of this, and gas corporation just like rise the price up. How much was your electricity bill like last month?
Yeah, I don't even know. No, I'm sure my shit's on a deficit where I've been paying. I guess I've been overpaying. So I basically have credit right now.
So like are you telling me the gas like the gas company, electricity company, own your money?
Yeah.
Are you gonna knock at the door like, yo, where's my money, bro?
I should, you know, but hey, it's good though. I'm good with it.
Okay, because everybody talking about how high it become right now.
But no, like, I did see a bill for like 150 or some shit like
that. Oh wow.
And I was just like, yo, hold up, wait a minute.
It's like people talking about like having like maybe like 50% like increase in the price that they have in the gas and electricity.
Yeah, I was like, yo, hold up, wait a minute. Wild shit.
Yeah, it's crazy because we just hope it's gonna stop at one point and because everything gonna become like super expensive. All the food is freaking expensive.
Even Uber and Lyft are like, yo, we're gonna put like a gas surcharge thing on your ride, so your bills.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take the subway way more right now.
Oh yeah.
I don't take Uber. I don't take all of this. I'm a New Yorker. Well, I'm riding. I have my legs.
Yeah, listen, I'm a city bike every. Well, I made that joke to somebody and they were like, huh? But city bikes, it's just convenient.
It's in New York. Like, if you live in New York, it's very convenient. You have everywhere. And if you become lazy, just take an electric one.
True. Those electric bikes have been saving me. Listen. That shit is convenient. It costs a little more.
But like it's cheaper.
It's so much cheaper.
It's the same price as a subway fare ride. It's $2.70.
It's even cheaper. It depends on where you go.
Yeah, where you're going.
You know?
So like, because me, I don't take the subway. I hate that. You have to wait. You have all of this stuff. You have like... I know
people who don't take the subway too.
It's driving me crazy.
They're afraid of rats and everything.
Oh, you know, no, not this. It's just like, for me, it's driving me crazy. I have to wait for like a train. I have to wait for all of this. And, you know, where we live, like, I take the Q train and I get stuck on the bridge.
Yeah, these days I find that I only take the train if I'm going into Manhattan. And,
take a city bike. That's what I do. I take a city bike. The electric one, 275s, all the way to Midtown.
Boom. There we go.
There we go. Anyway, guys, so Dewey, do you have anything to say to our people who are listening to us?
No.
I have one question for you.
Well, then,
do you have any YouTube channel that you will recommend?
Just anything,
or something that you just get it. Are you watching YouTube lately?
Yeah.
So any like maybe last channel that you find dope.
Listen to me, bro. There's this channel called Mr. Ballin, BALLEN, where he just retells stories of like things that has happened throughout time. And some of it is like scary, true crime, you know, but it's never like a conspiracy theory thing. These are things that has happened, and he's just like retelling it as it occurred. But the dude is such a great storyteller that, yeah, dude has like 300 videos, and I've probably seen all of them.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's a really entertaining like YouTube channel. That's like one of the first and only times I've ever been hooked on a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I get the same feeling when I discover Mr. Beast channel.
Mr. Beast is pretty dope too.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, this dude gives so much to people.
I'm like, yo, Mr. Beast must be balling.
It's balling, man. It's really balling. You know, like the Squid Game video that.
Yeah,
made.
That shit's.
You know, you heard the story behind this. He pitched Netflix.
He pitched it to Netflix?
Netflix said no to him.
The idea of just like
the Squid turning it into a game.
Well, hey.
And apparently he make 5 to 10 times how much he spent on the video.
Well, look, man, shout out to him.
And you know what he's doing right now? He's like in every country, he opened his own channel who is translating the language of the country. So, for example, let's talk Jamaica. You have Mr. Beast Jamaica, and he's gonna be like translating in patois.
Well, that'd be interesting. He wouldn't need to. English will do just fine.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like in every country trying to do that. And like in some country, like for France, UK, you know, even UK, because they have a special channel for UK, it become one of the main channel who having like reaching like 3 million followers straight away the first week.
Look, that shout outs to Mr. Beast. Whatever he's doing, and it's almost like the dude came out of nowhere to me, because I just feel like,
dude, and if you go on his channel, you can see when he's just started. Because I was like, I've become on it, and I was like, wow, what this dude came from? I was hooked. I was watching like the Paul's brother Logan, the Logan's brother, and I hate it. It was a time when it was in Japan and all of this stuff, and I don't know, Jake was crazy, and I was like, yeah. And I find Mr. Beast. And Mr. Beast, you look at like his first video, he introduced himself when he's just gaming. The guy have like nothing, and he was like in a small, like you can see him do his videos. And then one day, he just like started to give to people. And more he give to people, more people.
So he started out in gaming.
Gaming.
You know what, man? That's. I respect it.
I respect that, man. I really respect
that. Sometimes the thing that you start out doing isn't necessarily what you have to.
Now we're giving to people. He's giving some hundred millions and millions to people. He's giving like away to people.
Yeah. Because I think, I don't know, I don't remember if it was a Squid Game one, but like I remember seeing him just like give, like, it was like, you could leave right now and you get like $10,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
they have those games where you catch your hands on a car. And the last one, like,
there's one like that where they had to sleep. And one person might have fell asleep and they took their hand off.
Yeah, it was definitely a car challenge. And they do that and they give away, like, you know what? You came here, we're going to give you 5K, 10K. The one who want to leave with a Ford, like, or another car, whatever. And that was, like, for me, it was dope. I love the spirit behind this. He also give tips to people, you know, like at the restaurant. And
there's an Instagram channel or page. I think it's like MD Motivator or something of the sort.
Yeah.
Yep, MD Motivator, Zachary Duraniowski. Boom. Like he does similar things like Mr. Beast, but his is more rooted in like everyday people. He just goes around and do nice things, you know.
So the issue that I have with people doing that, they're doing for the likes. So if you if I give to someone, I don't need a camera to just film me.
So here's
me
the thing: I feel you on that. But his approach is never like that. His approach is like, hey, you want to go skiing right now, and whoever says yes or so, they're like, yo, they go, and he's like, bless
because
them.
A few pictures that I saw was like mostly was like kind of a homeless people, and I was like, stop doing that, because people doing that too much. And
his approach is very,
if it's
like
everyday people, genuine, like in the subway, like, hey, who want to go like ski?
Yeah, like one dude, I think he had reached out to, was from like, I don't remember which country it was, but he was on a college campus, and he was like, hey man, you want to go to Tobago in there? I don't know what you slide down a hill on a sled, you know, on the snow. And everybody was just like, nah, I can't do that right now, you know. And then one dude said yes, had the time of his life, you know what I mean? And he, in a follow-up video, he was like, so you were telling me that you hadn't seen your family back home in a while, you know, and I just want you to know we bought you a ticket, like we'll cover your ticket for the next trip that you want to go on.
That's dope,
you know. So he doesn't do it from like yo, we gonna help this poor person right here.
Yeah,
you know,
put the camera on his face, look at how happy it is.
Yeah, you know, it's there's usually some an interaction in.
All right, if it's like this, I was gonna.
Anybody, yo, I'm not a fan of that whole, yo, let's turn the camera on. I'm gonna help this homeless.
Look, put the camera. You look homeless. You look not homeless enough. Yeah, no, you don't look homeless enough. Like, move away. it's great. Yeah, it's. Well, I don't like this, but like, if you told me it's regular people, yeah, definitely.
Boom.
All right, guys. It was the sneak show. We're gonna end up. It was the sneak show with
Dury
and pretty boy Ben for there the sneak show season.
Now there we go, and I'm a def start looking at people's
You're
shoes.
Gonna look at people's shoes.
Yeah.
All right, fam. It was a pleasure to have Dury in the show as per usual. Dury will remain a co-host and coming every month. I hope.
Yeah, I'm here. Let's do this.
Let's do this. So he will come every month. We're gonna do that, and so yeah. So guys, keep having good vibes and everything.
Boom. Peace.
Be careful and peace.